What would happen if instead of composing predetermined assignments, college composition students could compose whatever they want to compose? What would happen if students could set their own deadlines and grade their own work? Find out as Assistant Professor Mason Joyner and I explore these questions with a few of our fellow English department colleagues. I'm Monica Mankin, and this is the English 101 Experiment.
Right. Welcome to the English 101 experiment. Today, we've got some of Ms. Mankin's former students. So why don't we get started? Y'all can introduce yourselves. Maybe tell us your major.
Hi, guys. My name is Shahad. I am a nursing major here at Delgado.
Cool. Welcome, Shahad.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jean-Claude Mason. My major is criminal justice here on Delgado.
Hi, myself, Manisha Poril. I'm from Nepal. Actually, my major is nursing. I've completed my bachelor's in pharmacy from Nepal, and I'm trying to, collaborate nursing with pharmacy. That's why I'm here in Delgado.
Awesome. That's good to know. One of my dearest friends is a clinical pharmacist in Arkansas, and she'll be glad to hear. there are others. So I am Mason Joyner. I'm an assistant professor of English here at Delgado, and I, like Ms. Mankin, have been doing this this experiment. So to get us started, why don't y'all just tell me about your experience last semester in Ms. Mankin's class? What was it like? What did you think?
I really personally liked the experience. I liked the different viewpoints that were going on in the classroom and just seeing the aspects of what a classroom really is. Just really noticing and realizing how you can not only learn from your work alone, you can learn from other people's projects that were going on around you as well.
Totally. So was that different from classrooms that you were used to before?
Yeah, because I feel like in other classrooms there was really a strict, it felt like a bubble that you were in where mm-hmm. you were only allowed to do what you were told to do. You weren't really allowed to explore your potential and go out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, so just not much room for exploration.
Yeah.
You had been used to. Okay. Jean-Claude, what were you going to say?
The only thing I want to say about English 101 experience is because, writing it wasn't my cup of tea, but since I have Miss Monica, my teacher, she do everything possible she can do to make you understand. And then that's why last year she was my teacher, and then this semester also. That's why I picked it.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Manisha, what about you?
Yeah, since I was not really acquainted with Canvas before, that's why it's very first time I'm using Canvas and everything, mm-hmm. digital platform, submitting assignments, because we used to do hands-on.
Right.
And then I'm really, I really like to write calligraphy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
That's why I enjoy writing. But coming here, the transition from hand to everything submitting online had changed. One thing I really like about her class is discussions, the peer reviews, and the conferences. She take time to invest. Each and every student get valued. Okay, my things are addressed. And then there's someone who can look up to, you can look up to, regarding every words and everything. I really felt power of words, mm-hmm. The love for words that she has. It's really great experience for me.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. So you mentioned going to conferences, right, outside of class. What was y'all's experience with that part of the process?
I really liked the conferences personally because I felt like we can connect with Ms. Mankin on a mm-hmm. one-to-one level, and we can really get our questions answered, see what parts we were missing, see what we needed to do, mm-hmm. and just basically the cloudiness goes away. So you're able to have a clear view and a clear path of what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So I know at least two of you, are all three of you taking Ms. Mankin's English 102 class?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. So what have you taken away, or what did you take away from the last semester that you're sort of applying in her class this time?
I mean, as I told you, the way she explained, the way she put you in a good shape to understand, mm-hmm. and I pick it again. So right. it was good, and then it's still a good teacher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do y'all think? How does last semester sort of apply? What are you applying from last semester this time?
I really like the idea of just being able to write. Like, let mm-hmm. yourself free. The paper, your first, as she used to say, your shitty first draft doesn't right. have to be something spectacular or all formatted, really, or have a really nice structure. Just write your thoughts, write whatever you are thinking on a piece of paper, and then you can go in slowly, organize it, include ideas, include details and stuff like that. So I really just like that. I feel like in other classrooms, you never were able to, like, really just, like, pour out your thoughts and your ideas on a sheet of paper. It was like, yeah. oh, well, you need to write this many words, this many paragraphs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It needs to fill up this many pages. You need to submit it by 11:59 p.m.
Sure, yeah.
Just so much stress. I feel like in Ms. Mankin's class, we really have, it just feels like we're free. Like, we learn at the same time, which really allows everyone to learn. Because everyone doesn't learn at the same pace as mm-hmm. everybody else, so I feel like she really opens the doors for you and allows you to learn not only from her, but your peers as well.
Yeah. Great. So, yeah, just taking that simple freedom of writing a shitty first draft, right, that applies to English 102. That mm-hmm. applies to writing nursing papers, you know, mm-hmm. when y'all are going
documentation
further.
Documentation and charting.
Exactly. Just letting yourself have that freedom to let it be bad at mm-hmm. first, you know, and
yeah.
then because it has to be bad, at, you know, before it can be good. Sort of, yeah. That's a fun idea, Manisha. What about where were you?
Yeah,
what do you think?
I was not a reader. Like, I used to write a lot, but reading. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after joining her class, like the biggest takeaway for me is critical thinking mm-hmm. for sure. We are international students, yeah,
right?
Because
mm-hmm.
English is not my first language. That's why I have to rethink, and then read again, read out loud, mm-hmm. so that I can comprehend what I'm reading. Her class has given me, like, sort of confidence. Okay, I can read, I can comprehend, I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think was your favorite strategy, like reading strategy that you took from her class?
Reading strategy, like reading out loud.
Yeah.
It's the biggest one for me.
Yeah.
And then reading again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Peer review.
Yeah.
Was the good.
Sure. I think I agree with you about reading out loud. That's one of the things I really enjoy as a teacher. You know, if I've got
audiovisual.
Sure. Yeah. If I've got, say, two classes in a row where we're having the same reading, I can always tell a difference between my reading of it. If I'm reading part of it out loud, I can always tell a difference in my reading of it in the first section versus the second section.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come back to that second section, having already read it out loud once, you know, the previous hour, I feel so much stronger reading it mm-hmm. the second time. Mm-hmm. Even if it's something I've read for years, you know,
mm-hmm.
just that multiple readings and getting it out loud really.
Sometimes while reading, I got lost in the sea, right?
Mm-hmm.
The introduction is different. The body paragraph, I'm not getting anything what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
But then reading out loud make me realize that, okay, I'm reading this one, and it is connecting to the introduction part.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned being lost at sea. Was there any point in the semester where you felt anxious or confused about what you were doing?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Yeah, because I choose a topic, drug resistance and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to research a lot, like citations. And I was not pretty acquainted with the fact that we need to put citations in that MLA format,
right.
APA format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was kind of hard, really, yeah. really hard for me.
Navigating those style guides, yeah. I think even for people like Ms. Mankin and I, who where it's a part of our work, we still have to go in and sort of sort through those guidelines ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe some of, like, say MLA, we've done so many times we have it memorized. But if I'm writing a paper in APA format, I don't have those guidelines memorized. So I still
struggle to write in MLA style. Not really.
Yeah.
Into it.
Sure. What about y'all? Did y'all ever feel sort of at sea or confused?
I really felt like I told you before, like I was kind of free in her classroom. Like
mm-hmm.
I was able to explore my own capabilities and what I was really capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So for last semester, my project was a scrapbook with like many different quotes. And like, I think I did some poetry about my homeland as well,
mm-hmm.
which I'm the type of person, if I write, I really like the takeaway of just like writing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You just need to write in order for you to get a good paper at first.
Yeah.
So just being able to freely do that in her classroom really helped me, instead of me like thinking in sort of like thinking in like a box, as you'd mm-hmm. say, right? So yeah. it really allowed me to understand what was going on, what I need to be doing and stuff like that, rather than having kind of sort of like restrictions on myself on, mm-hmm. oh, I want to do this, but I can't exactly do that. Or sure. I have to do this, but I really want to do this. So uh-huh. I really like that.
Great, great. What about you, Jean-Claude?
Last semester, I had a big project. I'm living in New Orleans. Everybody, when you go to Bourbon Street, you see the kids in the street. As I told you, my major is criminal justice. I want to build a project to build a school for the kids on the street. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go to Bourbon Street at the Times School, you see people, the kids on the street, I mean, play music by themselves to get money to feed themselves. But I don't like to see that. So I keep writing this project, but my problem is I don't like to copy mm-hmm. some people's ideas. Mm-hmm. I can read some project and I can keep the keywords, and then I can find out what I'm supposed to put this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It takes me time. That's yeah. why I didn't finish with my project. But I gotcha. Keep going on this, and then for the semester, I'm going to figure it out to finish my project, because it's a lot of time. So,
yeah.
But it's helped me. Yeah. I mean, I remember Miss Monica said to me, only one thing you have to do, focus on what you have to write. So yeah. make sure you don't put something outside in your project, just keep going. And I keep the idea every time I go to my computer and I think about with Miss Monica come in my mind, and I keep going. But it was a good experience.
I think that's great. Honestly, I can't imagine a higher compliment to a teacher than the student continuing to work on their project after the class is finished. You know?
Yeah.
After the class is finished, you're not beholden to me to keep writing it, you know, but the fact that you would want to, I think speaks volumes.
Right.
One
thing I really liked about her projects was that she wanted to allow everyone to like freely do their own thing, but at the same time everyone had to do the same amount of work, so it would be fair. So it wasn't like, oh, someone's doing a story and then someone else is doing like a whole criminal justice project.
Yeah, seems fair enough.
So I really like the idea of everyone doing what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. but it's still being, it's still taking the same amount of work and effort as anyone else's project.
Yeah, how do you think, how did the class sort of even out the difficulty and size of these projects? Like, what was that process like coming to that, so that everyone had something fair?
Well, first, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, Ms. Mankin had us, like, all draft or, like, write what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure we took the time to discuss it with our peers. And mm-hmm. she asked us at the end if everyone thinks that we have similar projects that, like, require the same amount of effort and stuff like that, in order just to see that, in order for it to be, like, not one student's, like, feeling like, oh, but I'm doing more work than she is, or mm-hmm. I'm doing more work than him. She took mm-hmm. everyone's opinions and thoughts on the process, which really allowed us.
Great.
To like,
and yet that gives you an opportunity. If you're talking with three of your classmates, and you see that they're preparing a lot and you're maybe not preparing as much, it kind of, oh, okay, I guess I need to bring some more to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we've been talking about your projects. They're all three so different.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the moment, maybe in the first week of class, when Ms. Mankin said, I'm not going to assign you any, like, you're going to choose your own projects, how did you get from there to deciding what you were going to do?
So, overall in life, I feel like I wasn't always the story type of person. I've always loved poetry. I felt mm-hmm. like poetry gave me a feeling like I just felt good while reading poetry or just writing poetry. I've never written it, but I've always wanted to. So mm-hmm. just her just saying like, oh, you can explore your own ideas and thoughts and you just do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I think I want to go ahead and write my first poem. Mm-hmm. So,
cool. What about you, Jean-Claude?
The best thing, I mean, is because she's allowed us to do your own word, as she said,
mm-hmm.
and then it gave us the possibility to change ideas, and then it gave you also the possibility to share your thought, and then the other student can react, and then if you miss something, they can help you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, she didn't push you, she didn't put you in a rush that, oh, you're supposed to do this, to do that. Mm-hmm. It gives you all the freedom. So think about yourself. If you make a mistake, she texts you on Canvas, oh, this one is not good, do this, do that. But she's very help.
Awesome. Yeah. Manisha, what about you? How did you come up with your project?
For me, I always wanted to do something like in healthcare only. Mm-hmm. That's why I chose a topic in research. Mm-hmm. And then I was working in LSU as a research associate. That aid like little bit help. At least I'm working on this. I can do research in this. Sure. That gave me clear overview that, okay, I know something about it. I can search and then make a review out of it. That's why I chose that topic.
Cool. Very cool. I would say one other thing that's on my mind, and it's not, I don't have this question written down, but I imagine y'all did some other kind of like exercises in class beyond just your projects. Mm-hmm. Does anything really stand out to you as like, oh, I loved that day where we did this thing?
So last semester, and actually today in her class period, we did this little assignment where she would write a sentence on the board and tell you to take out your notebook and rearrange the words of the sentence in as many ways as you can to come up with different sentences. And I really like that because it's like you can really see how to change, how like changing the words of a simple sentence can change the way the sentence is said, the tone of the sentence, the way the sentence can be read, it can be thought of. It really gives the sentence an expression in its own way. So I really enjoyed that.
Like without changing any of the words, you can affect its meaning just by rearranging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anything stand out to either of you that comes to mind? A particular class?
Yeah, but I think I'm trying to be honest. Every class that we have, I'm talking about me personally, I have with Ms. Monica, I feel really comfortable. So only one thing, she wants to focus on what you're doing, focus on the class, and then she take time to prepare your mind. It's the same thing as she said this morning about, she put a sentence, she said, so you have to change it. But, put it in a different way, but don't change the verb, the time, but she it's very helpful because now you're going to think, oh, let me put it this way. Oh, no, this way is not good. You know what I'm saying? So it's very good. It's very, how can I say? It's very good for me to participate in the class.
Awesome. Yeah. So moving on in y'all's, of course, in your academic lives, you'll continue writing, I'm sure. And I know that you're still working on your project, Jean-Claude.
I do.
In your personal lives, do you see yourself writing in the future? And like, what do you imagine yourself working on?
To be honest with you, no.
No. Okay. No. Tell me about it.
I mean, I can't write my project, my personal project. Mm-hmm. But to be writing, like write a book, no, I'm not. To be honest.
Why not?
Because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to take time when you write something. Make sure you review and reread. Again, if you made a mistake, you can't figure it out.
Sure.
So, but to sit and write a book, that's why I respect people who, will write a book, a poem, like she said. So I'm really appreciate that. I mean, to be honest with you, it's not in my mind because it take time to think about the ideas. You can't have the ideas, but the detail is too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't have it in my mind to be a writer.
So so where do you think your creativity and your personal life will go?
So when I finish with criminal justice, I want to find out to write some new law, especially for people who carry guns. I used to talk with my classmate about the situation happening in New Orleans, especially in the United States, about the people who carry guns. I'm understand everything in United States business. You're not going to say, oh, the company will build guns, supposed to stop, but we're supposed to write some new law to submit it to the Congress to see what they can do. Yeah. But that's what I have in my mind. But to write some book, no.
But I don't like some legal and policy writing, though, is in your future.
Maybe, yeah. Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Manisha, what about you?
Yeah, for me... Yeah, being an international student, there are some experiences I want to share so that the further coming international students will not face the same amount of pressure, struggle.
Sure.
Like you have to manage your finances as well. You have to go to school as well. And then in the midst of everything, you have to complete your assignments on time, turn it to the college. And then that's why I want to write something which will be a little bit like kind of sharing experiences so that they can ease their life a little more. Like, because I have explored, it took me 2 years to realize that nursing is the perfect avenue for me in the United States, because transition of the career from pharmacy to nursing school, like, it's not, I'll not say it's a whole different thing, but there has to be breeze in between, because in pharmacy we a lot more deal with the medicine, how it works, the pharmacodynamics, kinetics, but in nursing you have to be hands-on clinical experiences. That's why, like, you have to expand yourself. You have to get out of your comfort zone. Like, lying on the bed doesn't work. You have to get up, go to work, research, and then explore. Like, whatever it takes, you have to keep going.
Right.
That's it.
And that's great to hear that you want to, you know, share some advice to other international students.
Yeah, because waking up 4 o'clock in the morning, coming to Delgado, after coming to like Delgado, after finishing all the classes, going to like lab, and after that to store, like souvenir store, like the struggles has been really, really tough for me. And then like yesterday I slept at 4 o'clock, like submitting assignments, like work, family life.
A lot to balance.
Lots of balance,
Shahad, what about you?
I think I do want to continue writing poetry. I would maybe like one day to have like an actual book maybe of a bunch of poetry. So the last two poems that I wrote were about my homeland known as Palestine. And I wrote about how the children are there and how it's very different from the life we see in the United States. But many people don't pay attention to it because it's like, oh, well, that's all the way over there. So it's like, why should I care? But I really liked opening people's eyes and just letting, like, just allowing people to get a little insight or a little bit of a view in a sort of way of what's going on over there and what's happening across the world while we're sleeping or we're with, like, we're busy with our fun lives while everyone else over there is kind of struggling and it's just a lot going on.
Yeah, poetry can serve that purpose to you know, put that in front of our eyes. To make us aware, even though we're, you know, maybe absently aware at all times, but to make it, you know, immediate and right in front of you. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, Manisha, Jean-Claude, Shahad, thank you all so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And and best of luck, of course, in your second round with Ms. Mankin and in your futures as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the English 101 Experiment. Special thanks to Christopher Nicotera, Instructor of Music Business at Delgado Community College, for his recording assistance. All music heard during this episode comes from the Free Music Archive. Specific titles and artists are listed on the English 101 Experiment website.